Hey, buddy, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarian. I'm joined by my personal Stackhouse himself, Rich Stambolian.
That's right, baby. I'm your one-stop WAP shop. What's going on?
You're a Rich Stackhouse, and then there's also a Sam Stackhouse.
Who is joining us live right now?
He's in the chat room, yeah.
We were just talking about GCW,
and we're doing this live on Thursday, guys. We do it each and every week on Thursdays, 10:30 a.m. East. It's a little early, but listen, we're like a morning drive time pro wrestling show. It's only us and Busted Open Radio that are doing this, right?
I think so. And also, if you're on the other side of the planet, you know, it's very late.
I thought the other side of the universe. You think there's like some alien planet somewhere, right? And they're like pointing that like 1950s antenna at us. And all of a sudden, we're like the only thing that pops up. That's the only signal that they could get from Earth. It's just us talking about wrestling.
They gather around their space monitors and go, "It's time for all things professional wrestling."
they worship us. They think we're gods. It's fantastic. I love it. There's some planet that worships us for sure. Guys, a lot to talk about. Royal Rumble coming up, AEW last night. This is going to be a very Matt Housen episode of the show. I've been having a lot of fun with wrestling. I love this time of year. Things start heating up a little bit. I hate December for wrestling, but January comes and you're like, oh man, look at everything that's going on, right? You got Royal Rumble, you got the show in Saudi, which I believe is WrestleMania Elimination Chamber. What do they call it? Whatever. Elimination Chamber. You have WrestleMania. You have an AEW pay-per-view coming up. Everything is so jam-packed now. And next thing we know, dude, we're going to be in Vegas in May. You know, it's going to go by so fast.
Well, the last time we were in Vegas was a fun, fun time.
Yes, and we're having flashbacks of that, right, Rich?
Well, you're having a flashback because you ran out of hairspray today. Apparently.
I did.
Guys, I'm going to tell you a quick story before we get into the meat of this episode.
This is a real story.
True story, 100% true story. So we were in Vegas for SummerSlam week, and it was a very hurried weekend fraught with a lot of weird shit that happened. But Andrew did not have any hair product. He made poor Jonathan, our intern plus one, drive to at least four different Dwayne Reeds to get not just one, but a bevy of hair product for this guy to spray not only on his head and hair, but on his entire body.
Yeah, I hairspray my entire face, and it's almost like a little facelift. I pulls everything back. And do you know what the name of my hairspray is?
What?
Big Sexy Hair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's the only thing that holds this. Look at this. Look at how ridiculous this thing looks. Look at this. I look like I'm from the 90s.
Oh, you should grow it out and then start painting your face white with little black circles around your eyes and just be the Juggalo you always wanted to be.
Dude, I want to live in a world where Juggalos are normalized. All right? That's where we're heading to. That's the dystopian future where everybody's a Juggalo. Rich, let's go into the news because there's a ton of news happening, and I may have some input on this.
Very good. All right. So in your news, listen, the writing's on the wall with this little first bit over here. I'm cool if it happens. You're cool if it happens, Andrew. I'm sure the crowd is cool. It looks like WWE is really, really pushing for that Ronda Rousey return.
Yes. Desperately. I'm not saying like they're desperate for her, but desperately they want her because this has been part of the plan. They knew that WrestleMania moment would have been her going away for a little bit. And she did go away. That was like 3 years ago now, right?
4 years?
No, can't be.
Because she didn't do anything during
the pandemic, which is 2 years.
Pandemic.
Yeah, and I think it was the WrestleMania prior. So
2019,
okay. Yeah. I believe so.
She's got the kid, or is she still pregnant? No, she had the kid.
She had the kid. She's been training tremendously. A couple of weeks ago, we were talking about this, and it was a viewer question in the Q&A, and I had heard rumblings that they want her back, and I hear it's always the same thing with when it comes to Ronda and The Rock. We're totally open to whenever they're ready, right? Totally. That's the same answer that I get every time from them. If Ronda wants to be there, she can. Ronda, Bill Goldberg, and pretty much Dwayne are the three that kind of have that rule that they could come in and do whatever. So I think for Ronda, it was more, will she be ready by the time of Royal Rumble? Apparently, okay. They feel that she is ready. The reports are coming up. Dave Meltzer reported it. Brian Alvarez confirmed it. Sean Ross Sapp, what a great report also, that they've been conversations are starting to happen. I think this is a perfect moment for her to come back if she's ready. It's all about timing. WrestleMania, she could have that big match with Becky. Or maybe not. Maybe they do it with Charlotte, you know, which I hope they don't. I hope they do Becky because that's the match. I mean, there's two matches, really. There's Becky and there's Charlotte, a singles match, and they set that up 3 years ago.
Well, would you be cool with a Fatal 4-Way, or is that one of the things that you don't like in pro wrestling?
No. I want it to be a singles match because that three-way, you know, when they did that three-way, it was never intended on being a three. It was going to be a singles match, but Becky got so hot.
Mm-hmm.
That they had to shift, and I you know, the concept was, well, you want to save this then, you know, you have this opportunity to do this three-way and protects Ronda, protects everybody else, and they went in a very different direction. Becky got the two belts, and Ronda went away. So now is the time to do that match, and I think it's going to get tremendous mainstream exposure, especially now, and that's the goal, right? Your PR company, WWE has a very strong PR division.
Mm-hmm.
And what other way to get mainstream exposure? You know, ESPN, be on SportsCenter, be on every news, you know, blog. This is the way to do it. And I think they need that if they don't have The Rock. They would need this. For night one or night two, whatever they do. What do you think they would do? You think night one or night two?
Let's see. If they don't have The Rock, I would say night two for sure. I think that's a testament to her star power. You know, you mentioned Dwayne Johnson, you mentioned Ronda Rousey and Goldberg, where their star shines so bright at this point where they can come and go as they please almost in WWE, and they're catered to, you know? Yeah. I would say if The Rock isn't showing up at WrestleMania, Ronda shows up, and who knows, man, maybe we'll get a tag team, Ronda and The Rock versus whoever, right? Would you like to see that? What if night one was Ronda and The Rock versus Becky and Roman Reigns?
Oh, dude, I'd love that. I think that would be cool, but the reality, we're not getting that. I don't think Dwayne's gonna do any. I don't know why I keep calling him Dwayne. I've been reading all these articles about how people have no idea it's the same guy.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just stuck on Dwayne now. And I feel like it comes out condescending when you call him Dwayne. I don't know why.
I thought you were on a first name basis with him. That's
Dwayne.
Dwayne.
No. Hey, Dwayne. I mean, he would have to respond. He's Dwayne now. So I think, listen, if you're replacing The Rock, this is going to get a lot of press, having Ronda return after the baby, the rapper baby, not her child. I think it's gonna be awesome, man. I thought she had a great run. I enjoyed seeing her on WWE TV. I don't know why she got so much crap for it. I don't know if we've had anybody that has the exposure that she has trained the way she did. She really committed. I mean, she really committed to being a pro wrestler. I don't think she wants to do as much as she did last time. I don't think her life, you know, she's happy with married kid, lives on a farm. You know, she's having the time of her life with this stuff. So this is really cool and a big WrestleMania moment. And what better way to have like a big red carpet, big celebrities? I've been saying this for a while, Rich. Mm-hmm. They could do something cool where, you know, night one is on NBC. Night two is on, you know, on Peacock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could do something really interesting. Or maybe like the first hour or two is on NBC. They're going to have some sort of crossover here because that really, this is what I was hearing for a while, is that, you know, the goal would be to have this thing on network television and make it into, you know, a Super Bowl type event. And I think they're totally capable. Nick Khan is, you know, he has all the connections in the sports business. I think he's very capable of putting something together like that. I'm not saying that's happening today or tomorrow, but I've heard conversation that is something that's been discussed numerous times.
That's like a dream scenario too that we've all thought about. You know, it just makes it kind of fun, and you know, like you were saying at the top of the show, this is the this is when wrestling starts to get a little more hyped up during the year. December is always like a dead zone. And then January, you get into Rumble season, and then you get into WrestleMania season. You know, like the Rumble is this weekend. We're going to be doing a watch along. Do you think one of the surprises will be Ronda Rousey?
For when? Royal Rumble?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I would be shocked if she's not. I'm going to love it. We're gonna watch it together on Saturday, Rich.
Mm-hmm. My only gripe with the... She's Ronda. I love her. She's a monster in the ring. I'm excited to see her come back, right? I think WWE at this point needs an injection of something cool, you know?
Yeah.
My only gripe, and it's the tiniest gripe in the world, her silly ass eye makeup. That's the only thing I didn't like about her run.
But remember, that showed up later on.
It did.
Yeah, they WWE-fied her, and it looked absurd. She looked like Nightman.
The tiniest gripe. Guys, I noticed that you're sending your super chats, which is great. If you want a super chat, we'll be addressing those when we do the Q&A part of our show towards the end of the show. So keep them coming, guys. Thanks.
Yeah. What else do we have?
Let's see. WrestleMania weekend's tentative schedule starts with the Hall of Fame, which may air Friday after SmackDown, NXT Stand and Deliver, which would air as a matinee tentatively on Saturday before night one of WrestleMania, and then Access, and then your two nights of WrestleMania.
Okay.
So stacked weekend.
Yeah, stacked weekend. What do you think of the matinee for Saturday before night one?
Andrew, you know my feelings about watching wrestling in the afternoon.
Yeah, me too.
I'm all for it.
I only saw negativity here about this. Like, I didn't see people like applauding, like, oh yeah, you know what? That's freaking awesome. You got NXT, yeah. Stand and Deliver. You could go to it beforehand or whatever, you know, however you're scheduling your day, but you could watch it before WrestleMania. I have no problem with that. I think that's, you know, when it's split like that, there's no pressure to have to watch everything. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's a totally different show. I would love to check it out. I mean, I guess we could do... We're going to be broadcasting, you know, all night that night.
We're going to
be on for like 18 hours. Might as well cover that too. But I think it's cool that they're doing a matinee show. I'm into that. I don't see the problem with a matinee show for NXT.
No, not at all. I think, you know, it's also, I think the people who are poo-pooing on it have very regimented wrestling watching habits, you know?
Like, sure.
Me personally, I am not a nightman. I am not an all-nighter kind of guy, you know, like if everything wraps up by 9 o'clock, I'm the happiest person on the planet. Cause you know what? I'll go to bed by 9:30.
Yeah, me too. Same way. Why can't it just be on the afternoons? You know?
Why can't it just be on at 1 in the afternoon?
That's
one
it. The afternoon. That's all I want, man. That's all I want.
It's also kind of bittersweet because we get that with those Saudi shows, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh yeah, wrestling on at 1 in the afternoon. It's one of the Saudi shows.
Yeah.
Womp womp. All right. NXT announced Vengeance Day on February 15th. The day
yeah,
after
and
Valentine's
I
day.
And I believe this is going to be on Sci-Fi, not USA.
Interesting.
Right? Because I believe that aren't they preempted for the Winter Olympics? I believe so. So
yes, I think you're right.
Yeah. Should be a big
you're
show.
Not an Olympic fan, right?
I'm not a big Olympic fan. I watch wrestling in the Olympics. I'll watch. That's about it. I watch wrestling, and that's the only real interest that I have, unless there's like basketball on. You know, it's a year that.
Yeah.
But really, it's only the. I've never been a big Olympic guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. I'm like, all right, it's fine. These are the best athletes in the world. All right, but I don't care for like this thing. What is this thing for the Winter Olympics? This
I like.
What is this? Hold on.
If you are.
What sport is this? What sport is that?
Is it power washing?
What is that thing called?
Are you power washing your deck? Oh, you mean the world's greatest?
That thing? Curling?
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 Not a big fan of curling?
You think I want to sit there and watch curling?
It's pretty mesmerizing, to be honest.
I did, actually. I got really drunk at a bar a couple years ago for the last one. And I think I was with Bob. With Brutal Bob in the chat. And we were just watching curling. I was like, all right.
It's a lot of fun. I mean,
equestrian dancing.
Are you a big fan of equestrian dancing? What if they added podcasting to the Olympics?
I think they should. I'd be all about it. At this point, they should add it. They're adding everything else.
Would we rank,
so.
Would we rank at all? Would we make it through the amateurs to the pro Olympic? Would we be in Olympic Village as two Olympic caliber podcasters?
You know what would happen? We would reach, like, somehow miraculously, we would reach like the finals, and it would be Joe Rogan, and he just opens his mouth like a dragon and just swallows us whole.
Oh, that'd be funny. Well, he wouldn't count. I think it would have to be like anybody who is not famous or doesn't have like the famous clout.
No. Joe Rogan's the final boss, man. Joe Rogan's the final boss. You got to fight him naked. And once he swallows you, you got to out-podcast. You know how to defeat him? You just keep asking Jamie to look something up, and he finally explodes at the end. That's how you do it.
All right, let's see what's next over here. All right, WWE 2K22 to be released on March 11th. This stuff is coming up soon, by the way. Rey Mysterio on the cover. I don't know if you saw that cover, Andrew. The cover looks freaking awesome.
Yeah, it looks great. Looks fantastic. I hope it's good, because the last one was terrible.
They've all been mired with glitches and problems for the last few years. And I feel like they're a little too slick and a little too polished. I don't want, like, for some reason, I don't want the extreme realism.
The simulation.
Yeah, in those video games.
I wonder if that's like us aging ourselves, because like I just want no mercy. That's all I want.
Yeah.
I know AEW's working on this. Like, just make no mercy again. I don't even, the simplicity of it was so perfect. Now it's so complex. Like, I stopped playing those 2K games a while ago, and it's so difficult for me to pick it up again. Listen, I'm aging out. Like, that's just how it is. But people love the simulation games. I hope that they don't have the glitches. I know they had changed the development team, and that was a big problem with 2K20. That's why they skipped 2K20. I mean, 2K21 was skipped, and they had that other, the battle or whatever, that they had, the cartoonish one. So yes. I'm hoping this is good. Ray's on the cover, you know? Kudos to him.
Yeah, my era was that PS2, what I love like the most, that PS2, like SmackDown versus Raw, like that series, that's where it's at. You know, it didn't look too real, and it didn't look too video gamey. It was like a nice pocket right in between. Now it's like, you know, I really, as much as I love good graphics, I really don't care to see the pores on anybody's skin as they come down the ramp, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, again, maybe I'm getting too old for this
shit. Listen, sometimes, like, I'm able to, and I think you too, I think we're able to kind of be like, listen, this isn't for me, but I get why it's for everybody else. Mm-hmm. Like, somebody sent me a link on Twitter, and it was, I think it was Buddy Rogers and Bruno, I think in Canada. Mm-hmm. It's like from, like, very, you know, it's unseen footage, and they're like, I think Andrew would like this. I'm like, I freaking love this.
Oh yeah,
like
I
could watch all that stuff forever. Ariel in the chat room says it looks faster, like SmackDown versus Raw game. I'm excited. You want to know fast? Remember those early SmackDown games, the first two?
Oh yeah,
it was like everybody was on Jeff Hardy mode. You were bouncing off everything. It was wild.
Yeah, those games were night and day, too, for, like, the PS1, you know, like, because you were coming from, like, the No Mercy era, which was, you know, like, very, like, a very patient
but it was style slow.
Game. Yeah, but it was slow, and you could do a lot of cool shit with it. But then those first two SmackDown games came out for, like, PS1, and they were, like, so rocking, man.
Stevie Richards says that the better game is WrestleMania 2000 instead of No Mercy, because everything slowed down in No Mercy because they added so many other elements, like the weapons and stuff.
I'll agree with that 100%.
Do you really?
I love WrestleMania 2000, dude.
Over No Mercy, really?
Yes, way over No Mercy. WrestleMania 2000 was my favorite one. And, I mean, also, you had the unlockable Cactus Jack in that. And you had Blood in that, too.
Bang, bang.
All right, moving on. Nick Khan says WWE is not looking to sell at this time.
But they have offers.
Yeah.
People want to buy them. But they've always had offers. I mean, this is nothing new. The only difference now is that there's a lot of transparency with Nick Khan's WWE. Listen, Vince is the boss, right? Like, we all know that, but this is like Nick Khan's corporate structure, and there's way more transparency. I've had more conversations with WWE in the last year than I've ever had covering the show for 10 years.
Oh yeah.
I mean, some of that has to do with the fact that the show's kind of, you know, blown up. But I think a lot of it is that there's more transparency now, which is great for people like us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I might get a call from them at 11:30 today or getting yelled at. You know, it's always possible.
Listen, that is true. You do get yelled at every so often, but then...
Not by them. I get yelled at, not like officially, but I do get yelled at a lot from certain people that tell me things, and because they get a little like scared.
I completely understand that. Would you be upset if they called you at 11:30, that 11:30 phone call, and it wasn't so much yelling at you about the show, but they were like, why are you wearing a hat? What happened?
Vince calls me and he says that to me all the time. What happened to your hair?
I need that hair. It's so
high. He tells
me
to shave my sideburns and he calls me Mattingly over and over again. I don't know. I don't get it.
All right. Also, this past Saturday night was the GCW pay-per-view from...
Yeah.
New York's very own Hammerstein Ballroom.
So I thought this was Saturday. The entirety of the time they announced the show to like the time of the show. I thought this was going to be a Saturday show. So I was like, yes. Rich and I can't go because I had a weekend away with Jess. We stayed at the Standard. Beautiful freaking, it was
very
awesome.
Nice.
Great weekend.
Very
we nice. Went to catch nice. Steak. We went to catch rooftop. We did the whole, you know, Meatpacking District thing. Mm-hmm. So I was like, we can't go. And I came home and I'm like, oh, crap, the show's not on today. It's on Sunday. I don't know why I zoned out, dude. I'm normally like great with this stuff considering it's a New York pay-per-view. Sold out show, like sold out. What the hell's going on outside?
You okay?
What the hell is this?
Is somebody coming through the window?
Wow. There is a... Do you hear this?
No.
Wow, a bunch of undercover SUVs blasting through my block. Welcome to New York City, boys and girls. So the GCW show. You know, I got to tell you, before I go into the negatives, right? Mm-hmm. I have to tell you, the Brett Lauderdale put out a tweet. Apology. Like, it was almost like, listen, I'm still like on cloud nine from this thing, but I feel like I let some of you down. I forgot the wording, but it was like an apology to do better, right?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Brett Lauderdale doesn't have the budget that AEW does, WWE does. You know, this is a first time experiment. I think I know the production company that they used. They put on the best possible show they could with the experience that they have putting on a live pay-per-view like that. It's a lot of pressure.
A lot goes into it, yeah.
I mean, with Catalyst Wrestling, I've been in the back, you know, with production. NLW, we had a production truck. We did it out of Deer Park. It is chaotic. It is high stress. Everything goes wrong constantly. And WWE, too. And maybe, you know, the difference is you don't notice it because they're very experienced in preventing you from noticing a lot of these issues. But,
right.
You know, there were audio issues for sure. But Impact is 20 years old and they still have audio issues on their pay-per-views. So that, you know, what does that say? These things will happen. I'm not going to hold it against them, but you know what I will hold against them?
What?
God, why did they shoot that building like that?
You weren't a fan, huh?
You know what? It discombobulated me. If it was any other building, I would have no problem. Like it really, it gave me vertigo. Because, like, I was trying to figure out, like, why it's being... So, the way they shot it is actually the proper way of shooting in that building. Because you shoot the stage for concerts and stuff. And they were shooting that stage area where they had the seats. We've never seen WWE do that, or ECW, or Ring of Honor. You know, normally it's not shot like that. They shot it, and I think it was to be unique a little bit, and kind of say, like, this is our house now, and this is... It's a different vibe. We're not going with the traditional route, which I get. It's cool if that's what they were doing. But for me, like, I want to see that freaking balcony. That's what I want to watch.
So you were used to it being done one way. And now that, because they opened it up big time to get much capacity as possible.
They did.
What would you have done differently? Would you have kept it like an old school shooting style, or would you have done something a little newer?
I would have opened it up the way they did, and I would have had, you know, most of the shots, the majority of the shots, I would have had it facing the balconies, like how everybody else has done it, because that's the allure of that building. The other problem is that new paint job, dude. And it's blue now.
Yeah,
and that's nothing to do with GCW. Has nothing. It was blue, and I'm like, where's the yellow? But yeah. I think if they had shot, like, this is only, like, I'm half joking here. You know what I mean? Like, this, I'm not, it didn't ruin the show, whatever. But, you know, I gotta say, like, I wanted to see the Hammerstein the way I've seen it. They didn't shoot it that way. They did something a little different. Listen, most people don't have a problem with that. I'm just a traditionalist with that building. I feel very attached to it. Zul calls me from that building. He possessed my child. He took me in. You know I just feel very connected to it. What did you think? What did you think of shooting it the way they did?
I was fine with it. You know, I was having a good time watching it, like on our little group chat. You know, we were like, you, myself, and MG were all watching the show. And I think as long as everybody has a good time, that's all I care about, you know, and it sounds very sappy to say, but it's 100% true. You know, like, we watch wrestling because we love it. Yeah. And it was very cool to see that show being a sellout, especially on a pretty cold night. That night also in New York, Everybody was very bundled up, but it looked like a lot of fun to be in the building.
Everybody in the building had a blast. I think most people enjoyed it too. Listen, they had some pretty cool stuff happen. I thought the Janela and Cardona stuff was great. I very much liked the Jeff Jarrett and Effie stuff. I thought that was fantastic.
Yes.
Jeff Jarrett is all beefy now. He's jacked up.
Yeah, he looks so like he looks like a man in a suit, like a man in like one of, like an inflatable suit almost.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah. He's like all jacked up now. Jared,
but like he's real jacked up. You know what? You know what I want to see? Cardona has such an interesting mind for the business, right?
Yeah. Because
he was a WWE guy for so long. He looks tremendous.
But he's also a fan.
He's a fan. He's got the valet. He's getting endorsed by all the legends. I want to see this version of Cardona team with Chelsea Green versus Adam Cole and Britt Baker.
We may get it.
Some kind of like mega, mega nutty match.
Yeah, we may get it. I know that they had time constraints at the end. They went a little over. So, you know, it happens, man. And it's the first time running it, and good for them. It's an alternative product. It's not your traditional pro wrestling. It's a very different product. And I think they're going to continue to grow. And we'll see what happens, how they evolved.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm always really interested in the evolution of a company like that, like ECW. And I always think, like, if ECW didn't go away in 2001, where would they have been? You know, if they had just survived past WCW.
Uh-huh.
You know, would they have continued? Would they have become, you know, a product that evolved? You know, because they had to be on cable. So I'm curious to see how GCW evolves. But a lot of throwbacks to ECW. A ton of throwbacks.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I'm going to throw a question out at you.
Yeah.
What if ECW closed its doors in 2001, right?
2001, yeah. Early 2001, before WCW.
Okay. What if Billy Corgan at that time used all his Smashing Pumpkins Rock and Roll money and bought ECW at that time?
I think Paul Heyman asked him for $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
But you know who else? Rick Rubin was another guy that
really
was very interested in ECW. I just, you know, the problem was they weren't profitable. And you know, the distribution, everything was about TV. Like, you couldn't be a GCW then and be successful because you needed TV. You needed TV to make money. And listen, the ECW was selling out buildings, 5,000, 4,000, 6,000 people regularly. Their house shows were in the thousands. Like, this wasn't a company that was depleting. It just, they couldn't, unless you have that infrastructure, the financial backing, it's almost impossible.
Yeah, there needs to be so much money to go into getting a pro wrestling organization off the ground that it's taken, what, like 20 plus years and the billionaire cons, Tony and his dad, to do it.
Listen,
it makes you think, you know.
And you know how many people have tried? Wealthy people. You know, the Carters are no, you know, these are multi-millionaires.
Yeah, and or even
they suffered. It's the money, it's the booking philosophy, it's the momentum, the cable distribution. I mean, by all accounts, Impact should have survived on Spike and become very competitive.
Well, technically, Impact is kind of like the cockroach of pro wrestling, in which they survive the asteroid colliding with the dinosaurs,
and they just keep growing. You know? Yeah,
they're still here. Like, I don't think Impact is going anywhere anytime soon. You know,
I hope not. I think it's a, you know, we need options.
All right. So I think we're gonna wrap up the news here. UFC announced Fight Week during 4th of July weekend in Las Vegas, which is going head-to-head with Money in the Bank.
Yes. By the way, the Nick Gage stuff, from what I heard, was very last minute. They had some issues.
See, that's interesting. I'm glad you kind of went back.
I wanted to mention,
like, I think we were all, you, myself, everybody, we were kind of waiting for FTR, right?
I think there's a reason that they didn't do it.
Okay.
Yeah, there is a reason why they weren't on that show. I expect something to happen on AEW TV soon with that.
Okay.
That's cool. Nick Gage was a last minute. I know that it was a last minute change with Nick Gage.
Who would you rather face in their prime? This is you in either a pro wrestling fight or a street fighter in your living room, wherever, on a rooftop somewhere in Long Island City. Nick Gage.
Okay.
Or Necro Butcher.
Oh, man. That's. I would say Nick Gage.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think he'd cut you up the least?
Yeah, I think he would cut me the least. I think Necro Butcher would just slice me into pieces.
My face.
My beautiful face. UFC announces Fight Week July 4th weekend in Las Vegas, going head-to-head with Money in the Bank. This WWE could still move their event to Sunday. I don't know if they will. That is a big-ass building they're in.
Yes.
And I found this to be very unique that they picked a stadium for Money in the Bank when they have a stadium show coming up a couple weeks after. And aren't they going to the UK?
Yeah.
And that's most likely, I mean, originally it was going to be a stadium show. I don't know now. So I don't know if this is like the SummerSlam tour or what they're going to call it. But
yeah,
it's a lot of stadiums during the summer. I'm curious now. Like, I don't. When they announced it, we were in that building and we were like, really? Money in the Bank?
Yeah. Are we going to that?
In Vegas? Maybe.
Yeah.
You want to go?
Yeah.
We could do it.
Let's recreate the weekend with complete with Jonathan getting your hair products.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got to redo the whole thing. All right. You want to go on WWE TV quickly?
Yeah, we're going to do some quick wrap-ups here. SmackDown, Seth interrupts Roman and the Usos. They set up a tag match where if Seth wins, the Usos are banned at the Rumble. And if Roman wins, the match is off. Also, Seth, I do believe, dropped the Mox Bomb last week in a promo, calling not using the name Dean Ambrose, but saying Mox.
Yeah. I believe Roman also did an interview saying that this, like, about Bully, like the Bully statement about how he should apologize. He's like, absolutely not. Like, he pretty much dismissed the whole thing as ridiculous. About Mox. I love that they're still old boys. I mean, that's fantastic, you know. I think that's amazing that they're still close. I pop when he announced that, when he said Mox in that. So we'll see what happens. You know, we're heating things up here. Raw highlights. Raw did 1.766, up 150,000 over last week with no football competition. I expect Monday to be a much bigger number. Maybe 1.8, 1.9. Corey Graves hosted the... Oh, you know what? I would expect Corey... My own thing. Corey Graves goes in the Rumble. Right?
You think he's going to do it old school? Like, his number comes up, and then he's at the announce desk, and he just, like, strips off his tuxedo and goes, gets thrown out, and comes back?
No, I think he'll do something, man. Maybe he'll do, like, a cool spot, and this'll lead to something. I hope he has another match.
Yeah.
Corey Graves hosted a Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley weigh-in. Corey tells Brock he should take you want to do this, Rich?
I know what he's trying to say.
Oh, Corey, I do too.
Brock he should take his clothes off.
No. And, what did he write, though?
Corey tells Brock he should take clothes off. He
closes
removed his hat.
Closes off.
Closes.
Yeah.
And another home run.
MG Geek. Great. United States Championship match. Kevin Owens defeated Damian Priest via DQ. I'm loving Priest, man. That dude looks awesome. What a great, you know, persona. And that's him. You know, he's who he is. Alpha Academy, Academic Challenge. Orton and Riddle win a spelling bee. Orton beat Gable in a match afterwards. Alexa Bliss is at a psychiatric office.
Mm-hmm.
She rambles. She rambled about Lily until they went to a commercial. This is bizarre.
Yeah. What do you think they're doing here? You think they're going to bring her back from the brink of the abyss and make her the goddess again? What was that? That's what she was calling herself, right?
The goddess. Well, they trademarked it, right? Didn't they trademark the goddess? AJ Styles defeated Austin Theory. I'm very much enjoying the Austin Theory Vince McMahon stuff.
Yes.
Can this, like, this has to lead to him and Shane fighting over the love of Vince, right? Why don't they do that?
I don't know, man. You know, like, I'm at this point, I'm convinced that anything cool you want to see happen in WWE won't happen. I'll go back and say, like, the top stuff is entertaining. You know, like the Roman stuff and the Brock stuff. But then it's like the Austin Theory stuff and whatever's happening with Alexa Bliss. I'm not feeling it.
See, you know? I'm not feeling the Austin Theory stuff. Because Vince is like so loony as an old man now.
Yeah.
Come here. Come here, Shane. I'm not Shane. Come here, Shane.
He's in his late 70s, right?
Mid to late 70s.
I think Pritchard this week said that he could see him running the company for another 25 years.
Yeah, I can too.
You think this dude's going to be 100 years old making the pro wrestling?
I think he will do this until he can't.
That's wild, dude. Think about that, man. When was the last time we had like a 100-year-old CEO that wasn't Mr. Burns?
He's becoming Mr. Burns. He's threatening his staff with shooting them and mutilating them and whatever. Maurice's birthday celebration, Edge and Beth crashed the party and destroyed the security. NXT on Tuesday. Ratings, 593. Dusty Classic match, MSK defeated Jacket Time. Kushida's like a nothing now, huh?
You know, I'm not surprised, but you know, like, I think for the most part, Japanese superstars on WWE programming don't fare too well.
Yeah. Grizzled Young Vets defeated Chase University. Gunther cut a promo trying to explain the name change.
Mm.
He said he had to leave his birth name behind to have a new start. All right, dude. Whatever.
All right, dude.
All right, that's what you're doing now. All right. It's like my fake lawyer name.
What's your fake lawyer name?
Andrew DiMatteo Esquire.
You're not even using a fake first name.
No. I'm always an Andrew.
Is that a memory thing, or is it just personal preference?
Just one time I had to write an email and threaten someone, and I used that name. Somebody owed me money. What do you want me to do? It was an advertiser. So what else do we have here? Hold on. I just lost my notes.
Solo Sikoa beat Boa in an ODQ Falls Count Anywhere match.
They were chanting Oos at him.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
Io Shirai beat Tiffany Stratton with a moonsault. Great. Cameron Grimes beat Tony D'Angelo. And Yagato de Fantasma tried to jump Braun Breaker in the parking lot. Ciampa makes the save. So, you know, this is their classic will they, won't they, can they get along situation.
Can they coexist?
Can they coexist in typical wrestling fashion? Yeah. It was, you know what? NXT was all right. I give it like a C+, B-.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad show. I enjoyed the solo match. That was fun. I think Braun Breaker is going to be a humongous star in this company. There's no denying that.
Yeah.
It's cool to see because he's getting better. You know, there's so much attention on him and there's so much.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know, they listen, I got to tell you though, when like I spoke to somebody there, they are very good at finding like when they see that you have it, they're very like we can knock WWE like a bunch about booking philosophy and all this and all that, but they are very good at spotting those diamonds in the rough. Always.
They're very good with that. You know, like we've been saying for like the last few months, like they always like those coachable people.
Well, like look at John Cena, right? Yeah. John Cena in 2001, you would look at him and say, okay, he's just a jacked up dude.
Mm-hmm.
But they saw it. They saw. I know the stories that he almost got fired, and but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They saw it. And by the way, that story's a little overblown.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a guy like John Cena, he comes once every two decades. So that's the hope about Braun Breaker, that he's that guy. He's that once in a decade type guy that could propel them in the 2030s, I guess, which is going to be crazy, like the 2020s into the 2030s. So, you know, they have a future plan, man.
I think they always do, right?
All right. What else? AEW time.
Yeah, so Cody confirmed that he is indeed working without a contract. Do you think that's kayfabe or do you think that's legit?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'll go with
kayfabe. Are you holding out for him showing up in the Rumble?
He's not showing up at the Rumble.
No?
Yeah, I would think that would be bizarre.
Okay. So the show opened up last night with a TNT Championship ladder match. Sammy Guevara beating Cody Rhodes to become the undisputed champ. What a match, huh?
So I wasn't home when this was live, right? Because I was in an Uber coming back, and I picked up the show. Like I started watching it, I'm like, let me rewind it because I saw some of the clips. This match was bonkers. Everybody's talking about that cutter off the top, which looked fantastic. Mm-hmm. But there were like 5,000 spots like that in this match. They really, I mean, did an unbelievable ladder match.
They're really priming Sammy as they have been for the last couple of years. He looks like he's been putting on some muscle mass too.
Big time.
And you know, beating Cody, I think that's always good. Like Cody doesn't lose anything by losing. You know, like he's one of those guys where you can beat him all day and it doesn't matter.
He's transcended into that, which is positive. I like that, you know.
And they put the two belts on the line. I thought it was a great match. I want to see the return of the challenge every week, you know. And I think Sammy's a good guy to have that belt on, because now it's like, all right, who's going to come gunning after him? We may have the dissolution of the Inner Circle, so Sammy might be on his own for a while. A lot of cool stuff. You also had, right after that, a 2-on-1 handicap match. Wardlow with Sean Spears beating Elijah Dean and Jake Alexander. Elijah Dean and Jake Alexander look like the Wish version of FTR. Which is kind of funny. If you blinked, you would have missed it, you know?
Yeah.
Inner Circle, Jericho, Santana, and Ortiz beat Danny Garcia in 2.0. Very interesting story that they told in this match where Santana and Ortiz were refusing to give the tag to Jericho to kind of teach him a lesson. Where do you think this is going to go?
I mean, they're hinting at them falling apart, but I think they're going to stay together. Hey, listen, unless Eddie Kingston comes back, right, and they turn on Jericho totally.
Yeah.
And they put their crew together because they worked in Impact together, right?
Do you think Eddie Kingston is going to take Jericho's place and Jericho is going to kind of be ass out of the Inner Circle?
No. I think what they're going to do, like they're going to do the LAX stuff again.
Okay.
What was the story in Impact? Do you remember when LAX and then there was like a new LAX and it was called something else?
I don't remember 100%, but I do think Hernandez was involved at some point.
Yeah, Eddie Kingston came in and he kind of like he did his juju on everybody and then mysticized them and they left. They didn't want to work with Conan anymore. Remember that?
Yeah. So, yeah, it was like a new version of the classic stable. I could kind of see that. I could see that kind of happening again. But also, like, where's Jake Hager? You know, Sammy's getting a spotlight. Santana and Ortiz look like they're going to make their way into the tag division again. Jericho looks like he's probably going to go away for a little bit soon. You know, I'm assuming like once springtime comes, he's going to start touring with Fozzy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he's going to drive his cruise ship somewhere. Do you think the breakup is going to happen, or is it just going to be something that's kind of put on the back burner for a little bit with like a return down the line of like the full blown Inner Circle?
I don't know. I think, you know what? I would do a turn and I would have that match become Kingston and Jericho. I think those two could put on a really good match. And I know they would want to work together. So, you know, they should do it.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. Yeah. Next up, you had CM Punk and MJF promo. I love the twist in this that Punk just basically doesn't berate him, but he tells him, like, listen, man, you're a fan. I know you're a fan. And I think it's a very tongue-in-cheek way to kind of address, like, wrestling fandom through this lens.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the program's been great. I think this is a very deep program between the two. This is leading to the match in Chicago.
Okay.
And I think it'll help sell those tickets because I think, you know, the building is set up for almost 7,000. And right now they have 4,700 tickets sold. Very saturated market. You know, they've gone back to Chicago a bunch. They've gone back to D.C. They're running the same territories because, you know, COVID plays a big part in this. Travel is a pain in the ass right now for everybody. Yeah. So you want to go where you know that you're a hot commodity. And that's what they've been doing. And it's so far, it's okay. But there's going to be a time they need to expand out of this in different buildings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Do you think next week's going to be like a wild finish for that match?
I don't know. I don't know what to expect.
Okay, fair enough. But that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You don't want samesies. Legit Layla Hirsch beat Red Velvet. And you had your Dr. Britt Baker promo after that. Which,
a little long, right? Was it? Did you feel it was a little long?
I thought it was a little long. And again, this is like a tiny gripe, but I feel like she kind of like lost her pacing in the middle of it. You know?
Yeah. I thought it was fine. We're big fans of hers.
Oh, yeah, she's awesome.
I have her boots. I have her boots here.
You do have her boots.
I stole them. You know what I did? I went in the girls' locker room, and I took the boots, and I ran out. That's what I did. And I had, like, a little trench coat on.
Oh, you went full perv.
I went full perv. And I went in there, grabbed the boots, and ran the hell out of there.
Was it trench coat with a fedora?
Yeah. Whole thing.
You had funny sunglasses and nothing on.
And the mustache, too. The fake mustache. Yeah. I had the Groucho Marx look. Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
No.
Cowboy boots, nothing on, trench coat.
Yeah, that's... I mean, how else do you steal someone's boots?
Classic perv.
Classic.
Yeah, so, you know, she got her promo a little long. And then you had your main event and sanctioned lights out match, Orange Cassidy beating Adam Cole. Dan Housen made his debut, and Dan Housen is All Elite. Pretty cool, man. He was hanging out under the ring. Adam Cole tried to pull out a chair. Dan Housen was holding on to the chair, and he pointed at Adam Cole and just kind of went to the back.
He did this thing? By the way, I'm a huge Dan Housen fan, okay? Yeah. And it goes against everything that I like about, you know, like people think I like about pro wrestling. I absolutely love Dan Housen. I love the whole gimmick. Mm-hmm. I like the whole speech pattern. I like the hand movements. I'm very big into the whole Nosferatu thing.
Yes.
You know, like the whole, the creepy fingers.
Yes.
Nosferatu, Howard Stern, Dan Housen, same spectrum.
Just a lot of creepy. And Perv Andrew.
Perv Andrew, yeah. You're a big Dan Housen fan, right?
I like Dan Housen a lot. Yeah,
dude, I love it.
I think he's a great addition. I think it was just kind of interesting where they were like, yeah, just throw the Dan Housen debut into the main event of the show.
So
solid
that
match.
Poor guy, you know, he was supposed to show up way before, but he broke his leg or hurt his leg. I forgot what it was. He had to get surgery.
Yeah. But I like that he was hanging out underneath the ring, too.
Yeah. I thought it was... I hope they do this so well. I really do. And listen, I'm not looking at him to be the world champion. If he is, you know, anything could happen. Mm. Imagine he gets super jacked.
That's ridiculous. Amazing.
Like Wardlow size. And he's still like very spooky.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd love to see that. I would love to see him trying to join Darby and Sting because they all have makeup.
Oh, man. I just want the interaction backstage.
Tomorrow night on Rampage, looks like we're getting John Moxley versus Anthony Bowens.
Heard it was a very good match.
FTR versus Lee Johnson and Brock Anderson. Cool. TBS Championship, Jade Cargill versus Julia Hart. And your AEW Tag Team Championship match between Jungle Boy Luchasaurus and Private Party.
That's
going to be a good Rampage. Yeah, Hook not on Rampage, huh?
Yeah. And by the way, last night, no Daniel Bryan. No John Moxley.
Yeah, but you did have Hangman and Lance furthering their program, which is fine. A lot of moving parts and a lot of cool stuff for Tony Khan to play with when he writes these shows, right? Next week, you're getting Punk versus MJF. I'm looking forward to that, as I'm sure you are. And you're getting House of Black versus Death Triangle. That's another match I'm really looking forward to. I think Pac is going to turn. I think Pac is going to be like the third trio of that group.
I hope that. I'm okay with that. Very cool.
All right.
Royal Rumble this Saturday, 7 p.m. pre-show, 8 p.m. main, from the Dome at the America's Center in St. Louis. Rich and I will be live, tentatively, 7 p.m. on Saturday on the F4W Twitch and YouTube. Not on the Mattman channel. We're doing this on the Wrestling Observer F4W page. Check it out. Have a couple drinks with us. Hang out. We're going to be snowed in.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to be snowed in. And what better time to watch a long wrestling event than during a snowstorm?
Kyle was supposed to come by.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I told him, I'm like, listen, if you don't mind driving, I mean, I don't recommend it, but you're more than welcome to come. We're not having a big party here. We're just doing a live show, but very excited for this. I love the Royal Rumble, my favorite pay-per-view, my favorite show of all time. I like the Royal Rumble better than WrestleMania because this is the most fun show to watch with non-wrestling fans.
Oh, yeah. And it's also, if you have ADD, this is also probably the show you want to watch.
Yes. So it's directly for me.
It's a lot of stuff like happening. I wasn't mentioning you specifically, but I feel like, you know what? A lot of stuff moving, a lot of stuff happening. It's a lot of fun. It's very kinetic. This is the show for you.
Yeah. 30-man Royal Rumble, men's match, Johnny Knoxville announced, Austin Theory, Rey Mysterio, Dominic Mysterio. What if Dominic throws Rey and they have the WrestleMania match? Great. Montez Ford, Angelo Dawkins, Sheamus, WWE United States Champion, Damian Priest, AJ Styles, Big E, Kofi Kingston, Sami Zayn, Madcap Moss, Happy Baron Corbin, Kevin Owens, Omos, Dolph Ziggler, Bobby Roode, Randy Orton, Riddle, Otis, Chad Gable, and 8 superstars to be announced.
Lots of turnbuckle Dans.
Al's.
A lot of turnbuckle Al's.
So I'm curious who those surprises will be. Obviously, we'll get a couple legends here and there. Maybe Booker T. Maybe Corey Graves. What if Corey Graves and Booker T start wrestling?
I'd be cool with that.
Like each other. Like
I'd be cool with that.
Tussling.
Who give me your number one surprise for this?
Brock Lesnar.
Okay. That would be interesting. That would be an interesting surprise. I was going to say like something out of left field, like a Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle comes in for like 2 seconds and gets eliminated.
Yeah, what if we see our boy?
Who's that?
Who do we just interview?
That would be cool too if Charlie Haas showed up.
Yeah, I'd love to see Charlie Haas there.
I'd be into that.
Very cool.
If you guys haven't checked out our interview, go check out our interview with Charlie Haas that we did last week. It was a lot of fun, very eye-opening. Yeah. Bray Wyatt, I think, would be another interesting surprise if that
happens. Braun would be, you know, EC3. Yeah. Obviously, maybe a couple NXT guys. Pete Dunne.
Yeah, for sure.
You could do Pete Dunne. You could do Tommaso Ciampa. You could do, what if Braun Breaker?
There you go.
He should come out to Braun Strowman's theme.
That would be fun.
What difference does it make?
Yeah. All right. Let's see what we got. We have the 30-woman Royals Rumble match also.
By the way, Rich, time check, 12:27. I'm going to get on the train.
Okay, cool.
All right.
SmackDown Women's Champion Charlotte Flair, Rhea Ripley, Nikki Ash, Nikki Bella, Brie Bella, Shotzi, Natalya.
How about Andy Bella?
Andy Bella showing up. Oh,
you can look, but you can't. I can't do it in the Andy Bella. It sounds so absurd now doing it because nobody remembers that bit.
You're going to have to prepare yourself for Saturday night.
Do you want me to do the butt spin too?
I want you to do the butt spin. We're trying to take a poll to see if you have a flat ass or a bubble butt.
I don't. I got a little cantaloupe butt.
We're going to reveal it on Saturday night. Do you guys
know what I could do?
Andrew has a flat ass.
I could do the stripper thing. The butt thing. This. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
I could do that. Yeah. But Rich, remember, you can look, but you can't touch.
Yes. Dana Brooke, Michelle McCool. Pretty cool. Carmella, Queen Zelina Vega, Mickey James, Tamina, Kelly Kelly, Aaliyah, Summer Rae, Naomi, Shayna Baszler, Lita, Liv Morgan, Bianca Belair, and 9 turnbuckle ands. Who do you think are going to be the surprises for this one, Andrew?
A couple people from NXT, maybe. What? Maybe Trish.
Okay.
Rhonda. You know what? Final two. Charlotte and Rhonda. Charlotte and Rhonda are the final two. Eliminate Charlotte, and then they have a match at maybe they do something in Saudi Arabia. Oh no, I don't think they'll do that. All right, okay. Never mind. All right, you know what? Maybe she eliminates Charlotte. I'm very interested in this match on how they present this. Because Charlotte's the champion right now.
Yes. Let's say bottom three, Lita, surprised with Trish Stratus, and Rhonda.
All right, cool. I'm into it.
Yeah. And then obviously, you know, like your... Do you think we're going to get the return of Bayley?
Asuka.
Bayley, Asuka.
Right, because a couple of weeks ago I said Asuka's, you know, it's tentatively.
Bayley would be very cool.
Yeah, Bayley would be cool too. Because she's almost ready, right? She should be.
I think my pick is going to be Bayley to win the Rumble. Bayley or if Ronda Rousey shows up.
Dude, I'd love for Bayley to win, but I'm thinking of maybe not Ronda. Maybe Charlotte eliminates Ronda and you create a program for them. You know, we'll see.
Right.
I mean, some people are saying Paige. I don't know what her status is with her neck.
That would be pretty shocking if that happens.
Yeah. Listen, that'd be a great moment too.
Would you do Ronda at 29 and Paige at 30, or Paige at 29 and Ronda at 30?
Ronda has to be 30.
Okay.
Yeah, I would have Ronda at 30.
Or,
you know, you don't want to have her in there for like 30 minutes.
Would you flip it? Ronda number one, Charlotte number 30.
I don't think Ronda's going to do like an hour.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. We also have Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar in a WWE title match. Same here.
Big giant meat boys.
Big meats colliding. You're going to have Seth versus Roman with the Usos banned from ringside.
By the way, let me go back to this match, Rich.
Yeah.
This match, I was going back to try to figure out, like, when did people start? Do you remember in like mid-2000s, what a big deal a Bobby Lashley Brock Lesnar match would have been?
Oh, forget it.
Do you remember? There was like tremendous comparison between the two. I remember even when Bobby Lashley was in OVW, everybody was saying like this guy and Brock Lesnar. Like, so mm-hmm. You're talking like 2003. There was conversations about almost 20 years ago. This match is like 19, 18 years in the making.
I know. Isn't that nuts?
I think it is nuts. And I think it's very cool because it's one of those matches, you know, it's kind of like a dream match that you don't really think about too often. But yes. This really is. It's a 19 years, 18 years in the making, and we're finally getting it. They both look fantastic. I think this is going to be a very fun match.
Do you think Bill Goldberg shows up during this match?
Just a spit.
Bah. It is WrestleMania season.
Oh, so let me hear you, Goldberg.
Bah.
There you go. Thank you.
Bah. I think it's a possibility. You know what? Every time there's a WWE pay-per-view, we always say like, oh, it'll be cool if this guy shows up. And it never happens.
Yeah.
Never happens. Let's see what else we have here. You got Rollins versus Roman with the Usos banned from ringside. That's going to be a fun match. Do you think Rollins goes for the Shield fist bump?
Maybe.
Repeatedly.
Just over and over again?
Mm-hmm.
Bleed at. I don't know. I'm curious about this match. Because, you know, Seth was supposed to win the title.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be champion. So everything got wacky. So I don't know if they're going to try to realign this or what. I don't know.
You have your Raw Women's title match, Doudrop versus Becky Lynch. Who's
I have zero
champion.
Interest in this match.
Same here. But I feel like something's going to happen at the end of this match that is going to be like an eye opener. I don't know what that is.
What if Ronda's not in the Rumble and Ronda just shows up at the end of the women's the Doudrop and Becky Lynch match?
Exactly. What if she lays out Doudrop backstage
and it just shows
she
up?
Comes out. She shows up and faces Becky.
Possible.
All right. And then you have your mixed tag match. WWE Hall of Famers Edge and Beth Phoenix versus The Miz and Maryse. This is going to be a fun match.
Definitely. I'm into this. I know a lot of people are not into The Miz. I constantly say, like, man, you got to give this guy credit. for everything he's, you know, it's been an upward climb for him. And I think now he's like in this, you know, main position. He's facing Edge. This is going to be a cool match. I'm looking forward to this. And I'm a, you know, we're both Beth Phoenix fans, so it should be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that should be the event. Looks like it's going to be a good time. The Rumble is always a good time. I feel like it holds my attention more than any other regular pay-per-view apart from like WrestleMania, you know. All right, you ready for some questions?
Let's do it. Q&A time, boys and girls. Submit your questions here in the chat. You could also, to get popped to the top of the list so we get to your question, you could very easily hit the super chat button and fund us, whatever you want to fund us, and we'll answer your question. Right now we have $21.
Very
See,
nice.
The New York came out. You saw that? I can't do it.
We got $21.
Dollars. I can't. Dollars and percent. Those are my two words. I have very...
Percent.
Every time I would do those live reads, remember, I'm like, save 10% off. It was such a struggle because if I'm doing it, I'm like, save 10% off.
It's also impossible for you to say the number three because you always say tree.
Tree. And Troilet. The heaviest story accent. Number All three.
Right. All right. This is Super Chat. $4.99 from James Noter II. If you had to make one booking change to the GCW Hammerstein pay-per-view, what would it be and why? Happy Matman Day, fam. It's almost Friday.
It is almost Friday. Sam Stackhouse wins the GCW World Championship. That's my pick. I would have... One booking change, I would have had without replacing people or whatever, right? Mm. I would have had the main event be Mox and Homicide. But I get why they did what they did. I get it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That would have been because I would have put more attention. But luckily they didn't because they would have run out of time. So
yes.
So it kind of worked out for them. If I were to change anything about it, I would flip the cameras and I would shoot that building more as the Hammerstein rather than just being like a nice, cool New York City venue.
Yeah.
I'm a traditionalist, man. Don't mess with that building.
Yeah. It's a good building. Great building. Great building to see everything in. This next one is from Joel Wood. $4.99. Let's see here. So now... That Johnny Gargano didn't show up at AEW in Cleveland.
Oh, that's not the question.
Did I put the right one up?
Oh, Joel Wood, $4.99. Would you be okay with Ronda winning the Rumble and facing Becky at the expense of Bianca? Who is a presumed favorite to win prior? I think that they have to go with Ronda and Becky.
Okay.
Sometimes, right? Like, I absolutely love Bianca, but sometimes... The business decision is the smarter decision. And yes. if you are building the Royal Rumble, you're building WrestleMania, you want to get as much people interested in it, right? You're in a 100,000 person building two nights in a row. You're going to throw everything in the kitchen sink to get this over.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, to be honest, and this is reality, what's the bigger main event? Bianca Belair and Becky Lynch, or Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey? What's the bigger one? Forget about what you want to see. What do you think the masses will want to see? It's going to be Ronda Rousey.
Yeah. And
no question asked.
And she brings in other eyes too.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
That's the goal. Listen, like, I love breaking down, and Rich and I do this all the time, even in our personal, we break down these scenarios, but... the reality is the business comes first and what's going to be best for business. And that's going to be Ronda Rousey and Becky.
It sounds like such a cliche thing to say, but you're absolutely right. Let's see. Next up, $5 from Bob Rowe. Thanks, Bob. A donation for the Armenian Olympic two-man luge team.
Yeah, but you know what it's like? Do you remember that scene in Cool Runnings when they get to Canada and the Jamaicans don't want to go outside because it's so cold?
Let's do a shot-for-shot remake of Cool Runnings. And also, I want to do a shot-for-shot remake of the movie My Dinner with Andre, except it's going to be My Dinner with Andrew.
Love it.
Which we could easily do.
We could easily do that.
I think
Cool Runnings, great movie.
Patreon exclusive, a remake of My Dinner with Andre starring you and I.
Yeah. Cool Runnings, the reason why a bunch of white kids in the 90s were saying Yaman over and over again.
Let's see here. We got another $4.99 from Joel Wood. This is the question I started reading before. So now that Johnny Gargano didn't show up at AEW in Cleveland, what are the chances Johnny returns to WWE? Or do you think he still joins AEW?
Maybe he shows up at the Rumble. That might be cool. You know,
that would be cool.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think, you know, for him, he's very beloved. I mean, I don't think people understand like how fundamentally part of NXT he is. And for him to step away, it honestly, his wife's pregnant. He has a baby on the way. I've done it twice. Anybody that's had, you know, kids knows the importance in that beginning stages. I think his priorities are now his family. And when things kind of settle down, we're going to see him. I didn't expect them to show up in Cleveland. I know everybody did. I never was told once that he was showing up. Not that's the end all be all, obviously. I don't know a lot of things, but I didn't expect him to show up because he's even said it on his Twitch stream that right now he's not planning on doing anything until after the baby. The baby, the rapper, not the child that his wife's giving birth to.
Are you getting the baby on the show at some point?
I feel like he's just in my head. Mentioning him. I don't know why. I think it's really funny. The baby, I find that to be a hysterical rapper name.
Why is that?
I think it's just hysterical. Like, why are you the baby?
Because in your head, you're like, babies can't rap.
You know what? I babies can't rap. What are you talking about? What else do we have?
Ready for that next cue?
Yeah.
All right.
High energy today.
High energy today. This is from Cadillac Carson. Super chat, $9.99. Thank you.
Best username in the world.
Do you think Punk versus MJF next week ends in such a way that leads to them rematching at a pay-per-view? It feels like this match should be a pay-per-view match. Also, you guys are legit. Thanks.
No. Cadillac Carson, you're the legit one. It definitely is a pay-per-view match. I don't know what they do. Maybe MJF like chickens out of it somehow.
I think it's going to lead to a pay-per-view match. Do you think the Wardlow turn is coming next week or what?
I don't know.
They teased it last night, and it was in Wardlow's hometown. He got a nice hometown pop yesterday, too.
Yeah, unless they do something where MJF loses because of Wardlow, and then the pay-per-view match is MJF and Wardlow, and MJF wins the match.
All right.
You know, you can do that, too, but then where does Punk go?
Yeah,
I'm dying for that tag team with him and Danielson. I'm dying for that run.
Yes.
More than them facing each other. I don't know why.
Would you pop for, and you can clearly do this, Punk and Danielson, heel.
Okay.
Right? Versus Cody and Mox.
I'm into that. I want to see all of it.
Yeah, I want to see all of it, too. I think that's the interesting thing where it's like sometimes I get a little impatient and I'm like, I want to see all of it right now. Just put it on TV all day. You ready for the next one?
Yes.
This is from Fifth Generation Carney. How much money does Andrew pay for a haircut and beard lineup?
So everybody thinks I go to like a fancy barber shop. I go to the Russians. All right. I go to the Russians. If you're from New York, you know, like you either have the Italians, the Russians, or like the Dominicans. Those are the only people that are allowed to cut hair in New York. This is a law. I don't know if people know this. That Rich, true or false? And maybe the Greeks.
My barbers are Latino, so.
Okay.
For the most part, true.
Are they Dominican?
No.
Really? Yeah. Does the state know this?
I don't go to the Dominican place because they use the that fine comb that really hurts my scalp.
I used to go. So my cousins used to go to like Jackson Heights to get their haircuts. And I was like, all right, I'm going to go. Right. I was like 16 years old. I came out looking like a middle school drug dealer.
Oh, yeah. You got the like, line and everything.
The line, the shape up. It was too immaculate, the haircut. It was unbelievable. I go to the Russians, and I think it's like $20 for the haircut, and I give a $10 tip. What do you tip?
That's not bad.
I tip $10.
It depends. It depends on...
It depends. Yeah.
It depends. Usually on a... My place charges $22. I usually tip $6.
Okay. So, yeah, that's fine.
But World of Danny, I have an easy haircut.
World of Danny goes, my barber is Turkish. He's the one on 35th Street in Manhattan, opposite to Macy's. I walk by there every day. I know exactly which barbershop you're talking about. Rich goes to the Ecuadorian barbers. Do you?
No, I don't. I go to, I'm not going to give him a plug, but there's a place that's a couple of blocks from me.
You don't go to Steve's 3000?
I don't go to Steve's 3000. I have nothing against Steve 3000, but that's not my place. That's not a place for me. My place is like very chill. I get an older Honduran lady to cut my hair. It's perfect.
Love it.
Ready for that? Ready for the next question?
Yes.
If this is from Carissa, your archenemy.
Oh, my archenemy. Carissa Lopez.
If we don't get Ronda in the Royal Rumble or Mania, is there a possibility she shows up for SummerSlam?
No, we're getting her now. I mean, SummerSlam is definitely a possibility, but we're getting her now. If we are getting her, we're getting her now. Let me correct myself. By the way, do you know who I look like? I figured out who I look like. Do you remember the Shaft remake?
With Sam Jackson?
It's with Sam Jackson, year 2000, yeah. Right? 99-2000. Yeah. Do you remember the bad guy in there?
No.
The Spanish guy, the drug dealer?
No.
He would walk around with an ice
pick. Do you
remember
the name of the actor?
No, I don't. But that's who I looked like when I got that haircut.
Let me look this up really quick.
Okay.
Shaft.
Look it up. Shaft remake.
2000 film.
2000, yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Who was the heel?
Who was the heel?
Who was the bad guy?
Oh boy! Oh, Christian Bale was in this movie.
Yeah, he was like the rich. He was like the rich asshole, right?
Are you thinking of
Peoples Hernandez? His name was Peoples Hernandez. The character.
The character's name was Peoples Hernandez.
Yeah. Who played him? Let's see.
You do not look anything like Jeffrey Wright, dude.
He gave me a Caesar cut. He gave me a Caesar cut, and he put the freaking line in my eyebrow. All right?
Yeah.
I came out looking like Peoples Hernandez.
If you think you look anything like Jeffrey Wright, you need new eyes, dude.
I'm saying the haircut that he gave me, that's okay. What it resembled.
I'm going to look up Peoples Hernandez right now. Bear with me.
I want you to look it up.
My first time using the internet.
He did the Caesar with the comb, and he also did like I had like chops a little. He like did the sideburns and everything. I looked absurd.
I could see, you know what? I can, see, can see with it. That haircut, with the haircut, absolutely. But you don't look anything like Jeffrey Wright.
No, I look nothing like him. But that was the haircut that I got.
Oh boy, I want you to get that haircut again. It's almost like it's like a Mr. Spock kind of.
It is a Mr. Spock. Yeah, he hooked me up with Mr. Spock. Never going to that guy again. Traumatized.
Let's see.
I would expect her now, if we're getting her now.
You ready for another one?
Yeah.
All right. This is for Jingu Ryo from Jingu Ryo on Twitch. Would you or will you consider watching or following Stardom for a month or two? Stardom has been the best promotion in wrestling for the past 2 years, and I would love to get the Mattman review the Stardom experience. Stardom in 2022 has legit NJPW 2017 vibes.
Why don't we do like a watch along? You know, I'm so open to more wrestling. I just don't have like time left in my life. But why don't we do like a, you know what? Why don't you pick a show, send it to us, and we'll watch it. Why don't we do like a watch along for it? I think it'd be a cool Patreon thing. It could be a bonus thing.
Fun.
And NJPW 2017 was fantastic, by the way. 2016, 2017, 2015. I mean, they were on such a freaking roll. So I've heard nothing but great stuff. I'd like to see more. Send us a show.
Yeah, send us a couple of clips. Send us a couple of links, or you know, like let us know what to watch, and we'll do it, man. I'm down with that. That's like Stardom is definitely on like it's on my periphery. That I never get to watch, but I know there's so much cool shit happening in Stardom right now.
Yeah.
All right. This one's from Good Luck Fale. What if Brock loses the title at the Royal Rumble or Saudi Arabia, and WWE builds towards a match with Francis Ngannou? Am I saying that right?
Ngannou.
Complete fantasy situation, but is there a rule about people under UFC contracts turning up because WWE would give him the money he wants?
I think Dana's like okay with it. Dana and Vince have a great relationship. By the way, Francis Ngannou, he's gigantic, dude. This guy looks fantastic. How old is he now? Let's see. Francis.
You're asking the wrong guy.
Ngannou.
I only watch fake fighting, dude.
He's 35 years old. This guy has ridiculous physique. My God, he's a year younger than me. This man looks like a man. I look like a child next to him.
This man looks like a man.
This man looks like... Dude, you got to look at this photo of him. Holy shit.
What am I looking this at
is
right
a,
now?
This is a big dude. Big mamma jamma. You know, I'm going to send this to you in the group.
That's a...
Look at this dude.
That's a man.
That's a champion. That's a man. I would love to see it, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think Ngannou is right now concentrating on being so dominant. By the way, the freaking guy is very underpaid. I got to tell you that. We never talk UFC here. I'm a big UFC fan. We just never do MMA talk here.
Yeah.
I don't feel as confident talking about MMA because my whole thing is wrestling. Like, by the way, Deacon, huge historian with MMA.
The biggest.
I would say him and Dave Meltzer could have like a 5-hour podcast about MMA and it would go like at it with each other. Like they would, one would know the same amount as the other. Like he has this savant memory with MMA stuff. I'd love to see Ngannou do something. I don't know if he's even interested in it, but fantasy wise, I think it'd be awesome.
He's going to be in Jackass 4, which you hate.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's going to, I think he's punching the dudes.
I hate that stuff. I'm not a Jackass fan.
Oh, man.
I told you, it makes me very uncomfortable. I don't like horseplay. I'm not a big horseplay fan.
You know, that's kind of funny because sometimes you are and sometimes you just curl up into a ball.
Yeah, like with you a little bit, you know?
Let's see.
What else?
This is a good one here. This is from Pedrito8777, Bad Bunny WrestleMania halftime show.
I love it. Bad Bunny always. He has, you know, he's doing Citi Field. No, I'm sorry. He's doing Yankee Stadium.
Mm.
Bad Bunny. I know that they want to work with him again. I wouldn't be surprised because he was very successful for them. I don't think, like, metrics wise, I've discussed this with people. I would say that Bad Bunny was one of their more successful celebrity crossovers.
Yeah. I mean, he put the time in and
he's bigger
than
WWE. He's so much bigger than WWE. His songs have 500 million downloads on YouTube, some of his songs. Half a billion.
He's also, he also seems like, he's very likable.
Very.
Very likable. Yeah. Very likable. Yeah. I know our very own NYC Demon Diva is the biggest Bad Bunny fan on the planet.
And you know who else? Ashley from Press.
I don't know who that is. I haven't been to Press in like 3 years.
Yeah, Ashley from Press. She's also a huge Bad Bunny fan.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
This is from Connor Augenstein. I always F up that dude's name. Outside of title matches, what potential dream matches could take place at WrestleMania this year?
Potential, like realistically?
Yeah.
I guess Orton and Riddle, right? That could be a match.
That could be a match. I think you need to do something with AJ.
I would do something with AJ. Yeah, but who's left? You know, like listen, I would love to see AJ and Joe in a WrestleMania level match. You know what I mean? But I don't think that's happening. I don't know what's going on with AJ Styles. They've kind of like forgotten how to book this guy.
Yeah.
This guy is a 2-time WWE champion. I mean, very decorated, fantastic worker. You know, obviously they're going in the younger route, but I mean, the reality is Brock Lesnar, Bobby Lashley, Randy Orton, they're all in their 40s. So I don't know. I don't know what Styles and Balor, here we go. Okay, Johnny in the chat room. Bingo, here we go. Styles and Balor at WrestleMania. Great. That's my dream match. Great. Perfect.
That's perfect. Yeah,
if I could donate to Okay, Johnny, I would right now.
Let's go on to the next question. We're going to do a couple more and then we're going to head out into the sunset. This is from Jonathan Risk, whoever that guy is. What's a better gimmick, Danhausen or Biker Bar MG Geek?
Oh, man. I would say Biker Bar MG Geek. Biker Bar MG Geek.
Yeah, I'm going Biker Bar MG Geek. MG Geek after a couple of natty lights, man. Whoo, this guy's a monster.
Assless chaps. I mean, aren't all chaps assless, right?
I mean, like, you have to wear pants under them.
No pants. Just chaps.
Just chaps. He's just wearing chaps.
Yeah, yeah. But we can't talk about Biker Bar MG Geek. It's not appropriate for the public.
But he does, when he wears those chaps, he does keep saying shit like, call me the chaps chap.
Chap chap, yeah. Dude, Danhausen's fantastic, man. Love it.
Danhausen's great, yeah. Okay. This is from Jingu on Twitch. Why is Layla not on Team Taz? She is a legit perfect fit, and her and Taz see eye to eye. I think, is that like physically eye to eye?
Is that a height joke? Layla's cool. I'm into it. I think maybe they'll bring her in.
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool.
Somebody in the chat room is screaming at you for a flare gif. Like, what happened to a flare gif that you posted? I want to assume like a year ago somewhere.
I posted a flare gif?
Yeah, I don't know. We don't know what we do.
Which chat room is this in?
This is from the YouTube. This is from Joe. You posted a gif of Flair months ago. I asked you if Dark Side of the Ring would change anything. You thought everyone knew the stories of Flair, but you were hinting at a WWE, an AEW Flair deal. Was it canned?
I don't know what... Okay. I would say that I was shocked at the amount of people that weren't familiar with the Plane Ride from Hell story.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't think it was going to be positioned in the way that it was. I'm not saying that I think they did wrong by positioning the way they did. I was actually surprised people didn't know all of this. You know, a lot of like the historical mythology of the craziness of pro wrestling. We've heard these stories for the last 20, 30 years with these shoot interviews. There have been numerous shoot interviews on the Plane Ride from Hell that have never... It was always said in a jovial, funny way. It was never presented as like a sexual assault. So I didn't expect it to be like that. I would have said that if it hadn't happened, Flair showing up in AEW was probably something that would have happened. I'm not saying it's not going to happen. I'm not saying that it's never going to happen. I just think that, you know, that Arthur Ashe Stadium show would have been a great time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. This is from Chuck on Twitter. Hey, Andrew, will Cody be in the Rumble? I know you know, and I know you want to tell us.
No, he's not in the Rumble.
I'm holding out hope for Cody. I think it'd be funny.
I don't think he wants to go there.
Samoa Joe in the Rumble. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's a possibility. I'm not saying I know. I'm just saying that would be a more realistic possibility than Cody in the Rumble.
This is from Eliza Lives on Twitch. Andrew doesn't want to do a good Chino Moreno impersonation.
Who's Chino Moreno?
He's the singer from the Deftones, and you guys kind of have bear. You look more like him than you do Jeffrey Wright.
Chino Moreno.
Yeah. I think that the similarity is there.
I looked up Chino Moreno and a black dude showed up. So I don't think that's him.
How are you spelling Moreno?
No. Oh, he dropped a new song with a rapper. Okay. Yeah, okay. I could kind of see it. It's the dark eyebrows. You know what? If I put on some weight, I could definitely see it happen. I could definitely see that I'm this dude.
For sure. I think you should shave your beard.
Yeah, and just
shave
your
mustache and just do the chin deal.
I was like, I'm not this dude with face tattoos. I look nothing like this guy.
I think you should get a face tattoo, by the way.
A face tattoo? What kind?
Yeah. I think you should get a tattoo underneath your left eye that says daddy.
That's his thing. You know what? And then, you know what? When my crypto investments become astronomical and I have hundreds of millions of dollars in the bank, I will do that. I will get a daddy tattoo under my eye.
Are you a crypto bro?
I am a crypto bro.
Are you an NFT bro?
I do not have any NFTs, but I am creating one.
Did you lose all your apes?
No, I have no apes. I have no apes. I have no NFTs. I'm more into the crypto stuff and stocks. I'm a big stock boy.
Big stock boy?
Mm-hmm.
At Staples.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is from Orion. Just entered the stream. Do you see Bray coming back on Saturday?
It's possible. No. I'm going to say no, but I don't know anything.
Fifth generation Carney, is Okada in the Rumble?
No. Okada's not in the Rumble.
Interesting. MG was saying something about Okada showing up last night on AEW.
Who said Okada showing up on AEW? Who said that?
MG. This is from on Twitch from Shilly Monster 69. Do you think Naomi should join the Bloodline and turn heel?
I'm into that. I think she'd be great there.
I think we got time for one more. Andrew, what do you think?
Yeah, let's do one more.
This is from our pal, Joel Pearl. Is Andrew Zarian in the Rumble?
He's in the Rumble, guys.
I would love to see you in the Rumble.
I would look so absurd.
But you'd have to come to the ring with a microphone.
And say what? And sing?
And you know how Steadicam operators have a harness with like the camera and all their gear attached to it? I want you to have a Steadicam harness, but with podcasting equipment. So laptop, mixer, microphone, headset.
Yeah.
That's how you come to the ring.
Okay, that's fine. Just a rolling table, dude. I'm in my chair and I have a rolling desk and they just push me and I start doing a podcast and nobody has a clue who I am.
Do you think we're going to get surprises this Saturday?
Yes, we are.
All right. What would be your number one besides Ronda Rousey?
I would say Brock entering the Rumble would be a big surprise.
Okay.
I think that would be an interesting way to do it. I'm not saying I know anything. I'm just saying that I would be very interested to see how they would play that out because I know that they're looking. The Women's Rumble is going to have. Listen, we could see already. There's a lot of outside people in there. You know, the Ronda thing kind of adds a little bit more allure. They want that to be a big Rumble, and it's the same way for the men. They've just been a little bit more hush-hush with the men's side.
So Brock loses to Bobby Lashley.
Maybe he doesn't.
Brock ends up, let's say he does. Brock ends up in the Rumble, wins the Rumble, goes after Roman. And then you get Roman, Brock.
I personally want to see the like title, you know, both titles on the line at WrestleMania. If you are going to have this final match between them.
Would you want an undisputed championship?
I would love a double champion. I don't think they'll combine the belts. That's too much of a dream come true for me because I hate two belts.
Exactly. I think that, like I was saying before, like when WWE does something right, they do it right. And I do think the cool thing that they could do was have, you know what? I'm cool with them making Roman undisputed champ, put him on two shows, and have him have all the feuds. What do you think about that?
I think that would work. But, yeah. But do you think they would do it?
No, they don't do cool shit.
All right, guys, that's cool it. Shit. That's it. I got to get on the train. I got about 20 minutes to get there, so I'm walking, so I'll make there in 15. Guys, go to our website, gfknetwork.com. Subscribe to us where everywhere podcasts are available. Also on Wrestling Observer, forwonline.com. You could check us out there, and everywhere podcasts are available. Rich also does you do multiple shows now.
Yes, Matt Men the podcast where Andrew and I talk about wrestling. I got Behind the Counter 2.0 every Saturday usually, and Film Class Zero is with my buddy Alex.
Excellent. Yeah. And I do We're Live Pal on Tuesdays with Denise and Garrett on the Wrestling Observer website, obviously, F4W online and YouTube, and Wrestling Observer Live on Sunday. I'm going to be back on Sunday. I'm trying to get a good guest for you guys. This Sunday.
Very nice. And yeah. What are we doing this Saturday?
This Saturday, we're doing a watch along on the F4W YouTube and Twitch channel. We'll be live 7 p.m. tentatively, watching Royal Rumble with you guys for the remainder of the night and having a couple drinks, hanging out, not getting too wild. It's not going to be one of our. I got a moth in here. What the hell's going on here?
Mm-mm.
It's flying around. Come here. There you go. Got him. I just killed a moth live on the air. This is the only podcast you'll hear today that killed a moth. Very excited to do the Royal Rumble. It's always a fun show. We have a lot of fun here. Unfortunately, Rich won't be in because there's going to be a snowstorm coming, but Rich will be in for the 400th episode of Matt Man coming up in 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Oh boy.
So we're going to do that. All right, guys, we're out of here. See you next time. Take care.